Asia. Indonesia. The King of Java. President Jokowi is making a power grab.
It was the kind of move that Suharto, a strong man who ruled Indonesia with an iron fist from 1967 to 1998, would have admired. Joko Widodo, Indonesia's president, staged a hostile takeover of the late dictator's party, Golkar, on August the 21st, when its members elected Bahlil Lahadalia, the president's fixer and Indonesia's energy minister, as its chair. No one dared run against Mr. Bahlil. In a smug victory speech, the new chair warned his charges not to play around with the King of Java, a clear reference to Jokowi, as the president is known, adding that it would end badly for them. At the same time, the president's allies in the legislature were hastily writing up revisions to the country's electoral laws ahead of regional elections in November. The amendments would have barred Anies Baswedan, the leading opposition politician, from running for governor of Jakarta, the capital. They would have also lowered the minimum age to run by a few months, a change which would benefit perhaps only one candidate, 29-year-old Kaisang Pangarep, the president's second son. The next day, tens of thousands of protesters descended on the legislative building and lit up social media with images declaring a democratic emergency. Film stars and prominent journalists joined the fray. They pointed to the Instagram account of Mr. Kaisang's wife, which showed that the two had travelled from Jakarta to Los Angeles by private jet earlier in the week for some shopping. By late afternoon, it emerged as though the protests might swell further to challenge the ruling coalition's grip on power. Later that day, the president's coalition withdrew the bill. It seems to have placated the protesters. Demonstrations continued elsewhere in Indonesia, but Jakarta has been quiet. Jokowi was first elected in 2014 on a promise to change Indonesian politics. Unlike other Indonesian presidents, who have mostly come from the military or political dynasties, he seemed different. He was a small businessman. His children, he claimed, had no political ambitions. Winning a close election over Prabowo Subianto, a bombastic retired general and former son-in-law of Suharto, he refused to give out cabinet seats in exchange for support in the legislature from Indonesia's 10 political parties, promising to appoint a government of technocrats. Six of the parties responded by discussing Jokowi's impeachment before he had even set foot in the presidential palace. That experience appears to have haunted Jokowi. After taking office, his administration manipulated splits within opposition parties to install executive committees supportive of him. By 2016, he had welcomed them into his coalition and his cabinet and shared the spoils of victory with them through state-owned enterprises. After defeating Mr. Prabowo again in 2019, he stunned Indonesians by naming him Minister of Defence. He brought Mr. Prabowo's Gerindra Party too into the cabinet, further expanding his coalition to 8 parties and 74% of the legislature's seats. Jokowi's approval ratings have consistently remained around 75%, despite his increasing authoritarianism. During the pandemic, he toyed with the idea of extending his term through an emergency declaration or changing the constitution to allow him to run a third time. But political party leaders shot down the idea and Jokowi changed course. In the presidential election earlier this year, he endorsed Mr. Prabowo, who selected Gibran Rakabuming Raka, Mr. Jokowi's eldest son, as his vice president. They are due to take office on October the 20th. So far, the partnership between the two families has held fast, but there have been some cracks. Gerindra was the first party to pull out of negotiations on changing the regional elections law. And Mr. Prabowo, in an oblique reference to Jokowi, said on August the 25th that some have an endless thirst for power. It was a rare sign of ingratitude from Mr. Prabowo, and yet another sign that the balance of power between them is coming under strain.